NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. What began with astronomers trying to get a sharper view of the sky may end up sparing millions of American women a lot of unnecessary pain and expense. A technology spin-off from NASA's Hubble Space Telescope, known as a thinned CCD, is finding a new use in a technique that could revolutionize breast cancer diagnosis. The new procedure, known as stereotactic large core needle biopsy, is a quick and relatively painless substitute for the minor surgery commonly done to determine if breast tissue is cancerous. Surgical biopsy can be painful and disfiguring, and all too often, it turns out to be unnecessary. Steve Mosley is a vice president with the Connecticut-based LORAD Corporation, which makes digital breast imaging equipment. Some 80% of the surgical breast biopsies done in the U.S., says Mosley, are for lesions that turn out not to be cancerous.
That is an enormous number. That represents approximately 500,000 benign surgical biopsies of the breast every year performed in the U.S. And if we can reduce that number significantly by doing core biopsies as the first step to diagnose that suspicious area as opposed to automatically sending a patient straight to surgery, we'll reduce that number dramatically, cause much less stress and trauma on the patients who go through the procedure, and it'll have an enormous effect on the cost of health care in America.
The advanced digital imaging technology used in stereotactic biopsy allows doctors to quickly and efficiently identify the part of the breast to be removed. Compared to old-style surgery, the new procedure is practically painless. Instead of requiring the removal of a large section of the breast, it leaves only a quarter-inch scar.
The incision is so small it doesn't even require stitches. You leave with the Band-Aid on top of it, and women oftentimes will have this done in the morning and go back to work that afternoon. It is that minimally invasive. Surgical biopsy oftentimes entails removing as much as a quarter of the breast or more.
The breakthrough came when scientists at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center needed a new, highly sensitive, charged couple device, or CCD, for an advanced spectrograph due to be placed on the Hubble Space Telescope in 1997. No existing CCD met the requirements, so they contracted with Scientific Imaging Technologies Incorporated of Beaverton, Oregon, to make a more sensitive CCD. The company then applied that same knowledge to making CCDs for medical X-ray imaging.
The new CCDs that we use, which are called thinned CCDs, these CCDs have a much higher quantum efficiency. All that means is that we can get much higher image quality, much better images, at much, much lower dose. Prior to the advent of these CCDs, if you were to build a digital imaging system like this, the dose required to get an adequate digital image would be prohibitive. But now we are at a dose that is equal to, or in most cases less than, the dose that a patient would receive if this imaging was done on X-ray film.
Right now, the technique is used only for what's called spot mammography, but eventually it will be used for imaging the entire breast in routine checkups. X-ray film and plates will be replaced by digital imagery that is more accurate in part because the pictures can be enhanced by computers.
The other major advantage of full breast digital imaging is that you can now have screening centers where you do not have a radiologist there in person. The images can be transmitted back to a diagnostic center where the radiologist can sit in front of a workstation and he or she can make a real-time diagnosis of that patient without actually being at the screening center. So this would bring really state-of-the-art medicine to very rural areas that cannot afford to have a radiologist at every single screening center 8 hours a day.
From the stars to the medical clinic, another spin-off from the advanced technology used to explore the universe. This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.